You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Tenants and concerned citizens gathered Thursday night for a vigil outside an office for the TAL, Quebec's Housing Tribunal, in Olympic Village, Montreal, after a woman in Lachine died by suicide on the day of her eviction. Earlier in March, a woman was found dead in her apartment in Lachine by police and a bailiff who had arrived to evict her. The tenant had a space in a rooming house of roughly 19 square meters and paid $700 a month in rent. The rooming house in question is owned by a company called Montreal Living, which is owned and chaired by businessman John Knott. Knott has not yet responded to CJLO for the reason behind the eviction, which has not been reported. Members of SLAM, the Autonomous Tenants Union in Montreal, believe this death to be directly related to the stress of eviction, and said so during speeches at the vigil organized by said union.
We know that a unit of the same size in this building has already been posted for $700 a month. With the landlord's millions of dollars in property, how much did he need this monthly $700? Would John not have lost his luxury home due to his tenants' inability to pay rent?
Here's Rose, a member of the tenants' union behind the vigil.
We can't rely on the TAL to save us. We can't rely on government officials to save us. We have to fight for our own housing. And if folks are feeling distress, if they're facing eviction, they can contact us. We're there. Like, we're tenants ourselves. We feel this very personally.
The TAL is currently jammed with both tenants fighting rent increases and landlords looking to evict tenants. Last year, the TAL issued 41,000 eviction orders across Quebec. This surge is driven by repossession of units by landlords and evictions for renovation, subdivision, or building changes. At the vigil, SLAM members hope that the distress of eviction does not lead to the extreme, like in the case of this suicide.
We have definitely heard of many people experiencing extreme distress when going through evictions. Yes, like absolutely. We know that these happen every day, and we've seen people absolutely be in crisis as a result of this.
For them, the solution is systemic. It's a moratorium on evictions as the housing crisis is addressed.
So this is absolutely a systemic problem. All of those tenants that are facing eviction, many of them are going into precarious situations. Many of them are going into situations of being unhoused. It's a huge problem. We know that these numbers are growing every year. And there's really just a lack of willingness to recognize this problem.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.
Hello. Happy Tuesday evening. My name is Joe.
A wave hello.
And you got me for the next hour.
A wave goodbye.
I'm gonna play a bit of some older stuff today. Hope you enjoy.
The way we live. The way we die. Life.
Life's a Beach by Touch and Go. I recently got put back on to, I don't know, I recognized, we've changed the software at the studio, so we're now on Serato, and I'm still not familiar with Serato. I use Rekordbox personally, so bear with me as I figure that out, because that's just done that. As I was saying, Touch and Go, I got put back onto Would You by them, which is a really, really fun dancey song. My girlfriend reminded me of it, actually. And I don't know where I knew it from, but it's one of those songs where you've definitely heard it, and you just can't really remember why. That album, I was checking out that album, it's a fun one. As I was saying, there's a lot of stuff tonight from kind of the 90s, early 2000s, and then I got a couple new bits as well. It's a little bit more groovy than it is sometimes, and we might start moving that way a little bit more, because this is the kind of relaxed stuff I like, where you're still nodding your head, you know. But we'll keep it moving. Next one, this one, my friend Yasmin put me onto yesterday, actually, and you'll recognize the sample, but it's a good one. This is Set Adrift on Memory Bliss by PM Dawn.
Set adrift on memory. End of it all, it's you.
Yo, what up, it's Q-Tip right here, you tuned in 1690 AM, CJLO, you know, that's how we do it.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC430.
The policies of the Canadian
Protests, politics, local events. CJLO News is on the ground and in the community. On Fridays at 9 a.m., tune in for the News Hour, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. We cover global and national crises brought home here to Montreal, issues in the Concordia community, and hyper-local events in NDG. Start your Fridays at 9 a.m. with the News Hour on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
from Terrace Martin, Uncomfortable Pivot. I always love his stuff. Like jazz fusion. Really, really great. So go check out that new album. Really cool. What's the album called? Perspective. And before the ads as well, forgot to introduce that one. That was Each and Everyone by Everything But the Girl. Another recommendation from someone close to me. That was my mom. I was on the phone with her earlier, and she has got tickets to go see the singer, who I'm gonna forget the name of, but the singer of Everything But the Girl. And she's been trying for ages. Like she every time Everything But the Girl was like putting out tickets, she was really trying to get them, missing them every time. But she's finally gonna get to go see the singer. Which would be great. Anyway, they were cool. We're gonna keep it in the 2010s for the next one. Classic early Kate Renato one. I love this one. All We Do, Kate Renato featuring JMSN or Jameson maybe. Yeah, Kate Renato is always a staple in my playlist. From back when I used to do street dance, so my friends from that were really into him. Yeah, All We Do.
Yeah.
Milky Bubbles by Denki Groove. Electronic group from Japan. I think this album is from somewhere in the mid-90s. This song was so hard to find. My friend Arlo, I remember this is like perfect evening walking music. My friend Arlo played it to me on an evening walk through through Richmond Park when no one else was about. It's just us in the middle of this one road, and then around us are trees. It was great. And yeah, I found it really, really difficult to find, but I did, and it was worth the effort. It shows you how much more songs stick out to you when there's like a personal attachment to them, when someone's shown you that. There's been a few already this show where it's like, this person showed me this, and this person showed me this, and this other person showed me this. So let that be a sign to you to make your loved ones a playlist. Send them some music. It means so much more when there's more of a tie to it. Yeah. We'll keep it moving. I don't have too much to say today. I'm sorry. I've got an essay due tomorrow, and that's kind of all that's on my mind because I haven't started it. I didn't know it existed until like earlier today. I missed the one lecture where he announced that there was an essay. And yeah, it's a philosophy one as well, so it's going to be a little bit annoying. Where are we at? Oh, I might be missing a song. No, I'm not missing a song. Never mind, I've already got it loaded. Sorry. Bjork. Possibly, maybe. Feels like every answer I give to a question someone's asking me about. I don't know. Some kind of plans. I'm indecisive. Shit joke, sorry. He sees the crack in me, so he tempts me with him. Possibly, maybe.
As I definitely enjoy solitude, I wouldn't mind perhaps spending little time with you. Sometimes, possibly, maybe. Shocks, I love them. with you, dust in a day. But after a while, I wonder, where's that love you promised me? Where is it? Possibly, maybe.
Just an aside, did anyone see that Bjork appearance at the Brits? I don't know if the Brits reaches Canada, but when she was like in the Rosalia performance and they just like split the dancers and Bjork's just singing in the background. Insane. I don't know when the last time she like appeared in a performance like that was. That song as well, the one with Rosalía and Bjork. Oh, I'm going to have a mind blank and forget the name of it. Bergheim. Incredible. If you haven't heard it, go listen to that one. Next one for me is Morphing by LCN, who I played before. I played LCN before. They're a trip-hop band from, I want to say Montreal, but definitely Canada, because I used them for my CanCon in my... trip hop episode. Sorry, I'm talking over. Morphing, LCN.
Always seem for light though. Mysterious, all for love light. You mean to shadows, always kept light though. I'll discover. Thank you.
Man, how powerful is that one? I love her voice so much. It's very, very Morcheeba-esque. Okay, what's her name? Sky? Sky... I can't remember her surname. But Sky from Morcheeba. They sound very, very similar. Next one I've got up is a new one from Sampha, released on War Child Records, which is an incredible record label, charity. And they're putting out an album soon. They've been releasing a few singles from the album with artists like Idols, Damon Albarn, Sampha, this one. So I'm excited for that album to come out and buy it and support their cause for children around the world affected by war. This one is called Naboo.
Through eyes that I do not recognize, no. Divided attention, mind, might misguide my intentions, oh, why? And I intend to hold you high, I wanna be your samurai, yeah. And I intend to simplify and ask myself questions like, do we need to have a mansion just to feel we have a home? Do I have to have a kingdom, love, just to put you on a throne? We can manage expectations, we can go high if you want. Just more building than destruction, love is the way that we should go. The paradox of choices are, I'm always running out of time. I inherited these wounds of mine, that the grass is always greener, oh I. Wrapped up cocoon we hide, governed by the world outside, yeah. See growing up inside, gonna be a part of your eye. And I'm more thankful for these mornings and open eyelids. I'm more thankful for this old body with new surprises. And I'm more thankful for what I own than what I don't right now. What I don't right now. Do we need to have a mansion just to feel we have a home? Do I have to have a kingdom? To put you on a throne, we can manage expectations, we can go high if you want. Just more building than destruction, love is the way that we should go. Do we need to have a mansion just to feel we have a home? Do I have to have a kingdom, love, just to put you on a throne? We can manage expectations, we can go high if you want. Just more building than destruction. Love is the way that we should go.
CJLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. They're a fresh take on old school entertainment and your chance to see your very own Broadway diva at a discount rate. The second Big M show is coming up on March 29th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at mileendimprov.ca.
Good evening, dear listeners. There's a synth in the house. My name is Matt Faye, and every Wednesday at 10 p.m., I explore songs with any kinds of synthesizers in them across all genres through thematic sessions or free-for-all jams. Trust me, you'll enjoy it as I do know a thing or two about good music. Through random trivia, occasional puns, or my wacky narration, I will make your evenings better amidst this turbulent world. So, come on in. Enter my cozy abode, cuz there's a synth in the house. Join me Wednesdays 10 p.m.
Only on CJLO.
I'm
the last one from me tonight. It's Breath From Another by Estero. Before that, Those Who Were Nausea by De La Chute. And Memories by Soma Sonic. But we take it up, get a bit more dancey at the end. It's a cool kind of mix of down-tempo and dancey. Down-tempo and jungle. But yeah, Breath From Another. Thank you for listening this week. I'll see you next week. Tuesday at 10.
Deception in the game.